Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello, 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 everybody. I thought we'd have a little flashback, an oldie but a goodie, our old intro. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here today with my lovely co-host, Lawrence Birch. Hello, Lawrence. Hello. Are you there? I think we might be having some trouble. Let's see. Well, we're trying to get him on the show. Let's see. So welcome, everybody.
Can you hear me now,
Lawrence? We can hear you now.
Awesome. Okay.
Can you hear us now?
I am receiving what you are transmitting.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. Yeah, another great episode where a lot of great readings are going to happen today. So I'm excited about that. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Lawrence Birch. Hello, Lawrence.
Hi. How are you, Mr. Michael?
I am well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I had a fantastic Friday. Yeah.
Right? It is fantastic Friday.
No.
Yeah. So how's your week going?
Week is going pretty productively, getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Things are ripening all over the place. And I've been doing well. How about you? Fine, sir.
Good. It's been a
fun
good
week.
Very productive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of clients. And
so
that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hope's
I'm
good.
Always honored that they work with me. So
that's nice.
That's nice. Yeah. It
yeah.
is.
Well, I'm sure they feel honored to work with you. Because you're an honorable guy.
I hope they do. I feel so honored. No, it's. I hope they do. I hope I make them proud. I enjoy working with them. They're all great. So, what is going on with the switchboard today? Are you there?
No, I am here. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. The switchboard put you
on. You have
a
ghost in the machine.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're ready to take some calls?
We got a pretty full switchboard, so we better get to it, huh?
I know. Yeah, we have a lot of calls. So when we get to you, we're going to announce your area code. And so when we come to you, please give us your name and the state where you're calling from. All right? It's going to be fun. All right. So here we go. We are going to go to area code 401. Hello, 401. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this evening?
Good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I have a question. Is that okay?
No, not okay. No
oh, okay. All right. I gotcha. I like the vibe, and I don't mean to bring the vibe down at the jump, but I am okay. about to have a birthday, and I have experienced a lot of loss, and I'm waiting on my unemployment benefits to be released. It's been 32 weeks. And so I'm up against the rent.
Wow.
I'm up against a lot of blocks here, and I've not been able to successfully find employment or secure employment per se here since I've moved from Maryland. So, I'm kind of asking about. I'm kind of asking if there's a if there is any hope in that regard in staying here in Rhode Island and getting through this patch, I guess, so to speak.
Okay. How long have you been in Rhode Island?
It will be about 6 months. I was actually, fun fact, fired the day I moved here. So the day I moved day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of them. Yeah, no
kidding. Yeah, I'm hoping this all will lead to something a little bit, you know, clearer.
When's your birthday, Jessica, if you don't mind my asking?
It's the 5th of September.
Oh, okay. Another September Virgo. Welcome to the club. My sister, whose name is Jessica, is on the 13th of September, and mine's on the 14th.
So. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm an I'm an ADHD Virgo. So not your typical.
Aren't they all though?
Yeah, that's true. Level. That's very true.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so what would be the most helpful for you to have? What information would be the most helpful for you to know right now?
I guess it's more about, I mean, everything else seems to be working out besides the money part. That would be the most important part in decision making and all of that and choosing how to go forward.
Well, you know, when you first started talking, I guess I'm going to jump in first, Michael, unless you wanted to go.
Yep,
I didn't mean to take
ahead.
Over.
No.
You're okay with it? Okay.
I'm receiving data.
Connect me.
Go ahead.
Receiving, downloading. Awesome. Okay. Tag team. So, you know, when you first started talking, the first hit I got, Jessica, was, you know, because you mentioned trying to stay there in Rhode Island, was moving out of state was going to be the most productive for you sooner rather than later. I think what I get is you were kind of a pioneer and you gave this your best shot. And, you know, I think you did what you needed to do. You kind of crossed off the boxes and you proved something to yourself. And I think, you know, you don't need to keep climbing up this mountain anymore, unless that's really something you want to do. You can take, you know, you can take the win and choose a less challenging path. And it may feel like you're giving up or, you know, giving in or even feeling defeated by not, you know, trying to make things work. But I think there's some sort of stubborn or resistance or something that you're attached to about being in this particular location that's really working at cross purposes to you at this point. So if you have any other options, even if it means moving back to the previous location you're at or even in with family or friends or something until you get your finances together, then I think just for your sanity's sake, that would be the wisest move you could make. Because you do have a lot of resources in that regard. Like you're somebody who's really people rich and you have people that are totally willing to open up to you and let you, you know, come and be with them, and they wouldn't have a problem doing that in a heartbeat. And you're that way with others. So I think it might be a good time for you to consider, you know, receiving some of the love that you've already put out in the universe back, even if it feels kind of awkward. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. And if I could just add, as you're saying, the whole attached thing is, I have really, well, and you can tell me as well what your really feelings are, but I've started dating someone here who's very special as well. And I know it seems young, but there's that person and there's a couple of, you know, things to, like his logistics to kind of move forward with him, especially. So it's kind of like a count, you know, a game of time sort of for me right now. Things that have to organically move forward, you know, with introductions, family and others, you know, that kind of thing. I think he's willing, you know, and wanting to do that too, but that's kind of why I'd like to figure out a way to stay here a little bit longer. I really love the state, so, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, a romance can add a whole nother layer to things. You know, it sounds like what you're saying and what I'm getting is this person's pretty portable, and I think they would benefit from, you know, for them kind of being taken out of their comfort zone a little bit and introduced to a new environment with you, and it would give you both a more neutral space in a sense to explore each other and explore, you know, what's going to happen with your relationship. So, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to end up making whatever decision you make, but I wouldn't let, you know, your hesitancy around impacting the relationship affect, you know, a decision to move to a location that would really offer you just an easier path, at least for a time, right? And the thing to keep in mind is nothing has to be permanent. You know, if you end up both feeling like you're being called to go back to Rhode Island, you can always do that, right? It's not like what you have to do has to be, you know, the decision in all capital letters. It just, it has to be what's practical and expedient and, you know, short term, right? You need to get out of harm's way. And, you know, that should be, you should kind of, you know, think really short term solutions right now and not worry too much about 6 months or a year from now, because you need to stem the bleeding. You know what I mean? So. Anyway.
Yeah, I think. Sister, yeah, that's. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So here's what I was getting. It feels like you're going through a transition this moment, and can you hear the ice cream truck go by? God. So anyway, you're going through this transition, and they want you to know it's you have not failed at all, and the way they show it to me, it feels like you've been headed down one path, and another path is coming up, and it feels like it's going to happen on your birthday or right after your birthday. So the job that you wanted, it doesn't – this feels like something kind of out of left field that you just didn't even – expect, and it's going to come knocking at your door. So there's a big transition that's going to happen. I get you will get a job, and you will get by. It's going to be a little struggling from, you know, for a little while to get back up on your feet, but I think you're going to be fine. I think the key thing here is this is a big thing for you, and that's why it's hitting on a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to mark a new beginning for you, the
mm-hmm.
beginning of this new year for you.
Yep.
Yeah, and it just feels kind of like it feels like everything is involved as well. It's not just about a job or money.
Yeah, there's a lot of I'm laughing
right.
just because everything has happened that could have happened,
right.
basically.
Yeah, and it's kind of like you're on this soul path, and it's time to change. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like one of those things where you get, like, put into a pressure cooker to for everything to kind of break down but then make something new. And that's what it feels like to me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I ask how old you're going to be this year?
Yeah, 38.
Okay. Okay.
Oh no,
just
kidding. 39.
So,
39.
You're gonna
39.
Be 39. Okay.
Just kidding.
39. Well.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, you know, you're getting into that age where you're coming on a new cycle. Right, cycles happen every 7 years, and so
mm-hmm.
you're getting to that point. So, you know, it could also be the new cycle starts a year before or a year after. It doesn't have to start exactly on the same year, because my new cycle started my 50th year, not my 49th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of get that that's what's going to happen with you. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be one of those things where you're going to be like, oh, my God, I had no idea this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So they also say, too, that they want you to start asking them for help more. But
mm-hmm.
when you ask your guides for help, that you need to be very specific about the help. So this
okay.
is for everybody out there as well. You know, we have these helpers, and we can always ask them for help. That's what they're there for. They always help us. But we need to be specific because it's about us accepting responsibility for our lives. And so
mm-hmm.
they want you to be specific about the help that you ask for. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Don't
yep,
tell
yep.
them how to do it.
Right.
Just
of course. Yeah.
Tell them
okay.
what you need, how much you need, and when you need it by.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
there's
welcome.
A lot. I mean, I hear it all. I mean, that's all I hear from both of you. So thank you. I hear both, you know, very much. So that's kind of the point I'm at right now. So. I thank you for taking
yeah.
so much time in looking and sharing.
Yeah. Can you hold on?
Well,
one
consider.
Well,
yeah, sure.
Consider this,
go ahead.
Consider it an early birthday gift.
hold on. They were saying something. They're also showing me too. It's kind of like you need to learn how to listen more. And
what?
To learn how to be more flexible.
Huh?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I mean, yes, I do. I do. I do.
Because
yeah.
the way they show it to me, it's kind of like once you have your sight set on something, that's it. That's the only thing you're
sure.
going to get. And you
right.
don't set on anything else. And I mean, in one way, it could be very good, being very focused. But if you're not flexible, it's not good either.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I can I ask one other bonus kind of thing about the unemployment? Do you see possibly that coming through ever? I guess.
Yes.
So then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That would be.
I'm hearing the number two, so I don't know if it's 2 weeks or 2 months, but it feels more like weeks to me. Because it feels like it's right at that point, you know, like you're going to cross the finish line.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, and just to be short and let, move on, but I moved here, I got fired. I lost my phone, I lost all of my contacts. My car broke down. I ended up, like, when I got to Rhode Island as well, it was, there was a friend that had been a great friend for a long time, and that kind of broke because something fell through with that growing up here. And so there was that, losing my job the day I moved here, and then my car, just everything, almost anything that you could imagine that was kind of important at some point. So I appreciate, again, very much your gift, and thank you, because it's hard to be clear at all at this time, you know, for me. So
no, absolutely.
So thank you.
So ask them when you're in this space. I always ask them, what do I need to learn? What's my lesson here? Help me see that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All the best to you,
all right,
Jessica.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I will find out. Yeah, I actually will. The name of this is great. And again, I appreciate it. You guys are great energy. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you.
Don't call it the
fun house
for nothing. You figured it out. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in. That's really tough.
She sounds like a character in one of those country and western songs, you know, where you pick up down and your dog runs away and you lose your job and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Challenging.
Yeah.
She's going to be
okay,
though, I think.
No, she is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We always are. But, right, when you feel like you're going to approach the cliff and there's no way around it, it's scary. But we find out later. It works out. And we see the big picture.
You gave her some really good advice, though. You're good at that. Listen to the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being receptive, that can be challenging. Yeah.
Right? Well, especially when you're in that space.
Yeah.
Right?
When you got to be vulnerable.
There's a lot of
tough.
Fear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Everybody, are you ready for another caller?
So ready, I can almost taste it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So here we go. We're going to go back to the switchboard. And just to remind everybody, we are now on Apple and Spotify platforms. So you can download the podcast on those platforms and listen to us all the time, which is nice.
Very nice.
All right, so here we go. Right? And don't forget to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. So we're going to the collards. Here we go. Area code 231. Hello,
hi,
231. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tia, and I'm calling from Michigan, and my birthday's September 24th.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
We're on a roll. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. My father is in spirit, and I'm just wondering if there's any messages he may have for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
His name is Ross.
Mm. Okay.
Ross?
Yeah, Russ, R-U-S-S.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. It's interesting. There is a male figure near you, but he hasn't stepped forward. I'm, like, trying to coax him forward, trying to get him to talk. Thank you. Well, one of the things he says is like, well, I didn't believe in this stuff. He's referring to the psychics.
All of it. God or anything.
All right. So he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I can hear you, Russ. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's weird.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. So let's see if we can get him to come a little closer and ease up a bit. Well, that's very sweet. He wants you to know that he loves you a lot. And that he's telling me, too, that you and him were very close.
Yes, very close. I've been lost since he's gone.
Did you try to contact him before through a medium?
Many, many, many times, yeah.
And the way he shows me his energy, it feels kind of like he stayed back and he didn't come through. Do you understand that?
Yeah. There's been quite a few times that he didn't. And I was told that I was taking too much of his energy. It was too soon. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Then, a little sense.
But he just wants you to know that it's not because he doesn't love you and want to talk to you.
Okay.
He says that you took care of him. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I tried to.
How did you take care of him? Was it in the end? Like before his passing or before that?
I couldn't before his passing. I was also diagnosed with cancer, and I had stage four, so I was really upset about that because I was going to go to Missouri and take care of him, and 3 days later I was diagnosed, so I couldn't, and I've carried that with me, and it's hard,
But it feels kind of like even before his transition, it feels kind of like you did a lot of stuff for him. You know, where you would take care of, you know, a parent, where you would do things for him.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So he wants you to know he appreciates your care and your love for him. And he says, don't worry about you not being there. He knows that you were there in spirit and connecting with him, and he loves you very much. And actually, he's glad that you stayed where you were and you took care of yourself, that was more important.
That's good to hear. That's good to know. It's been a burden. I've been carrying that for a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, so please, forgive yourself. Let that go. Did he have kind of like a drawl, a little bit of an accent?
No, well, we're from the Upper Peninsula, and people say we do, but we don't see it. Everyone says we do.
Yeah, I hear like a little bit of a draw. I'm trying to figure out, like, was he born in the South, or where is he from? But, yeah, I hear a little bit of an accent there. So he's showing me right now a lot of land. What's with the land?
I have no idea. No idea.
Did you inherit his land?
No. He didn't have any land. No.
Okay. Let me ask him what this is. He shows me like an open space. There's a lot of land, and he's not being.
He's usually a lot more talkative.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that is. But anyway. Well, he just wants you to know he's with you all the time.
Okay.
And he's going to try to help you out as much as he can from the other side. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really needed this call tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gina. Thank you for calling
thank
us,
you.
And thank you for allowing me to bring him through for you. Lawrence, do you have anything for Gina?
Tia.
Tia. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I get your name wrong?
It's Tia.
Gia. I'm sorry, Gia.
No, it's Tia with a T, as in Tom.
Tia. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's
sorry.
Her UP accent. It's making it hard for you to understand.
Obviously.
Tia. Ross. The aspect of Ross that came through to me. He was saying some things you guys are a lot alike. He said too much alike in some ways, maybe for your own good. And that you need, even though he's not there in material form, one of the things that he said over and over was that you didn't listen to him. You didn't listen to him enough. He felt like he wanted to tell you stuff or give you advice or give you directions and you would just kind of give him lip service, I guess. So when he comes through... What's that?
I'm kind of stubborn that way.
Uh-oh. Another stubborn caller. We're on a roll. must be a September thing. Except for me. I'm not like that. Michael will attest to that. What he wants to say about that is that, when he comes through to you in dreams or other visions or when you feel connected to him, when he's around you, like Michael was saying, what's going to be really helpful for him, because he's still got to process some things, is for you just to, when you have that feeling of connectedness with him, just try to clear your mind and feel open, be receptive and don't edit anything.
Okay.
Just let whatever comes through. Because he's in a state where he's going around and kind of making amends and healing, sort of like what people do when they're in recovery. He's got a lot of bridges to rebuild, and he wants to make sure that before he fully transitions, his connection with you is really cleared up. So you might feel some emotional things come up, like Michael touched on the grief you felt about not being able to be there as much as you could for him. There's some other stuff, I guess. When those things come up, know that the goal is to release them and to heal from them and not to feel like they're holding you back, so you can have a clearer, cleaner, deeper relationship with him even though he's passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
He's really invested
in
you being happy, but he also says that, he went about it kind of in the wrong way while he was still alive. He tried to make you happy, and he realizes now, the best thing is for you to be given opportunities to make yourself happy. And that's what's really important to him and to you.
Yeah. Yes. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he says you're a really strong individual. Like, you could break people in half just by looking at him. And he says that's he gave that to you. So he's claiming
credit.
Yeah,
he did. I'm 5 foot. Like, I'm 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, and I'm pretty mighty.
Yeah, well, he's definitely laying claim to that. So that's a good thing you guys also share. So take that toughness and let it turn into tenderness every once in a while, because you really have a lot of healing to do yourself, and that you know, he wants to be a part of that. So.
Okay, that's great advice.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
A lot of love. Yeah, a lot of love between
you're
you.
You're welcome.
So that's a wonderful thing.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our condolences for you, to you, for your loss.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Take care, Tia.
You too.
Thanks for calling the front house.
Thank you.
Call back. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that's nice that her father showed up.
Yeah,
I think it's
good when dads show up, right? We like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're.
Yeah.
I think it's special anytime a loved one shows up to kind of pop in and say hello.
Yeah. Yeah, they get a extra long ride on the funhouse if they show up. So that's the incentive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let them go around twice on the road.
I had a reading not too long ago, and this client, the father, was not very nice. And the wonderful thing about our loved ones on the other side was that he owned all his stuff. And, you know, they realize and they see and they own all their stuff when they're over there. The ego's gone, the body's no more. And so they're confronted with all of our actions, the good and the not so good. And there's no explaining it away over there. There's no rationalizing it. It's like, this is what you did. Own it, whether it was good or not. Mm-hmm. And and I find that when they show up, and if the client didn't have a good relationship with whoever that person was, you know, that person, all the time that I've done readings, they always apologize, and they want the sitter to be happy, and they want them to let go of stuff they might have been holding on to, you know, resentment or anger or whatever it is, and they want them to be happy. And so it's amazing, and I think it's so healing when they show up. And yeah. So anyway, I had that reading recently, and it was so healing for the sitter to hear her father apologize, because he never did it when he was in his body. And so it's important for us, I think, to accept that apology so that we can move on.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that's a really lovely thing that you were able to help broker, Michael. You know, it can be really difficult while people are still on the earthly plane to make amends and, you know, to heal and broken ties and things, because there's so much about, you know, day-to-day living that just piles up and everything else. But yeah, I think that's a big component of whatever you want to call it, the afterlife of people. You know, when you know, they do their retrospective and they realize that they have some things that they need to correct, and also the people that are still living. You know, when you have those connections don't disappear just because the person isn't here physically anymore. If anything, in some ways, they strengthen. And you know, it's part of what keeps people here also is, you know, people having attachments to their loved ones, and it's totally understandable. And, you know, it's not always a negative thing. Sometimes people feel like they want to stay around longer than they need to, because they really love and care about this person that's still living. And they, like you said, they want them to find happiness. And so they stick around. But as we both know, you know, the work never ends, no matter whether you're, you know, stuck in your body or you're, you know, just a soul now. There's always more things to explore and understand and release and gain insight on. So
mm-hmm.
powerful stuff.
It is. It's, and it can just be so healing. It can be very healing. But, you know, also too, on the other side of that is sometimes the sitter is not ready to accept the apology. And that always makes me sad when people don't let go or accept the apology. And it's not that it's so much for the person on the other side, but it's for the sitter and for themselves to let go of all of that stuff that it holds us back. And so I found that, you know, when we forgive and let go of stuff and move forward so much faster. And so, yeah.
Yeah, well, forgiveness is a big concept. You know, there are some things that, you know, that we do to each other or that we experience that are really difficult to forgive because they leave such a lasting, deep mark on us. But it's true, you know, the forgiveness, you know, I think it's important to remind people that the forgiveness is almost always more about the person doing the forgiving than it is about the person receiving the forgiveness. Because it's a release of that contract, if you will, between the two of you. Now, the person who's let go of holding that space of non-forgiveness can use that energy in more productive ways. But, you know, I also understand when people can't. I mean, it's unfortunate, but, you know, sometimes, you know, these things are lifelong and they just don't resolve in this lifetime. And, you know, it is sad when that happens, but it's also, you know, part of the cycle that keeps us coming back here to try to work on ourselves and you know, help elevate our consciousness. So
yeah,
bigger than the both of us.
Well,
for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is a big subject that we can talk about for hours. But, you know, but one of the things that always sticks with me is my teacher, Master Choa Koksui, he always told us, you know, if you think it's hard to forgive the person now, well, wait until the next lifetime when you guys come back together again and you try to work it out. He's like, you know, maybe you're siblings now, or he's like, you know, but next lifetime you could be twins where you're very close, but, you know, it's not a great relationship. And you know, you're going to have to work out that karma. So, yeah, tells us, try to work it out now so you don't have to do it again. So, anyway, there you go. Little pearls of wisdom. Work it out.
Yeah. Well, there's a really movie about karma like that with it was a football star from the 60s and the 70s named Rosie Grier. He was in this movie where the head of a white racist gets transplanted onto his neck, and the racist has to deal with being attached to a black man's body. And it's a mind game. It's really but that's some,
what was that called?
Do you remember? Do you remember that one? I don't remember what it's called, but
it vaguely sounds familiar. Do you remember the name of it?
I can't pull it up, but I can see in my mind's eye, you know, Rosie Grier was not a small individual with this guy's head stuck on there and just like the guy going, oh my God, you know. So anyway, that's what the 70s were like.
All right.
Here we are today. Yeah. So
there we are. All right. So are you ready
we'll
for
show that one
call?
At the fun house. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so here we go. And so, wow, we're getting close to time, so we're going to enter what I usually call the lightning round. So one question per person so we can take as many calls as possible. And all right, so here we go. Area code 860. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 860.
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut.
Hi, Amala.
Hi, Amala.
Hi. My question is, I'm doing a lot of, it's like an awakening with me, and I feel like I'm in the tail end because everything just seems to be going haywire, but I'm hanging in there. I'm just wondering, in September or October, do you feel it shifting for me as far as like meeting soul group, deep spirited people? It's just really hard for me to meet people that are on my wavelength. So my question.
Okay.
Lawrence, you want to go first? Do you have anything?
Yeah, I do. I think if you're willing to lower your expectations a little bit,
okay.
And maybe settle for one person,
yes.
Then
yes.
I think the
yes.
universe is ready to serve somebody up for you before the end of next month, before the end
okay.
of September.
Yay.
Your part of the bargain, though, is you have to not scare this person away right away. Because they're
okay.
going to...
Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
What do you mean by that? Because I'm so...
Well,
okay, mm-hmm. yes.
No,
I'm
go
listening.
Ahead. You're so what? You're so what?
No, I'm very compassionate, and I'm very passionate for that matter when I'm speaking about things. And it's not like I really love listening to people. That's the art of listening. It was really difficult, honestly, for me to do this even in the last year, but I'm learning more about myself that it's an art to speak and to listen to the other person and give that person space and opportunity to share their insight as well. So there's just
uh-huh.
There's a lot within me. There's a lot of depth within me. So
uh-huh.
that's
uh-huh.
awesome.
I get it. I think what yeah. they meant is your intensity. You know, if you can turn it down, you know, when you initially connect with this person or
okay.
with your people, just, you know, you don't have to like come out of the gate like charging a million miles an hour.
Yes.
Not that
yes.
there's anything
yes.
wrong with that or there's anything wrong
sure.
with your intensity and your compassion and all that. That's all wonderful. I think,
okay.
You know, you want to like temper it a little bit and give the person a chance to really warm up to you before you, you know, really
okay.
hop on the jet scooter and take them for a ride. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes
then
sense.
Then
you
know, once
male?
They trust you, then they'll go with
I'm
you.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's funny. I get that it's actually somebody who's kind of gender fluid, I guess is the right way to put it. So that could be really interesting.
Wait, what was that word? What did you say?
Gender,
I'm sorry.
Gender fluid. Meaning
oh, okay.
They're not really stuck in one male or female gender. They're
oh,
exploring
okay.
that. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything, Michael? Or?
Yes. You are going to meet some people. One, they're saying try not to force this. They know that you want to connect with more spiritual-based people.
Yes.
They're working on this. They're going to help you. So they're saying one of the things that they want you to do is to say that again. It's just find some activities that you like doing. So, you know, one of the things yeah. I suggest to a lot of my clients is go to Meetup, find some activity groups out there, and just
yeah.
it's more about just having fun. And you will find the group. You will find your tribe. And
right.
so it's, don't, right, try to make it all about finding spiritual people. You'll get it. They'll come to you.
Yeah.
And because they say you have a lot to offer. You have a lot to offer, and they're trying to find the right to. I kind of get it feels like there might be a love connection as well coming to you, and that feels like that's going to happen next spring, either late spring, early summer. You're going to find the love of your life. Yeah. All right.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. This is great. Oh, thank you. It's really important for, you know, I'm learning so much about myself kind of walking. You know, it's just, it's really, it's a humbling experience. It really is. I've been single for 3 years now, so it's just been more like just really getting to know myself and shifting and adapting with the change. And I think I feel both of you basically to wrap it up is to, you know, flow with it. And I used to force things and that's definitely shifted for me. I'm just totally, I feel a different person coming. Yeah. Which is great.
Right.
Thanks.
And so just, you know, just have fun. Just like, focus on yourself. Have fun, and it will come. The energy will shift and change, and you will attract the crowd, your tribe, and it looks like your partner, too.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate it, and God bless you both and your gift, and we'll connect in divine time. Thank you.
Yep, and let us know how it goes. Call us back, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're always welcome at the fun house. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Lightning round. Next one. Area code 917. Hello, 917. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is Casey in New York, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Can you put the phone closer to – it's hard to hear you.
We missed your name. What's your name?
Casey. Casey. Can you hear that?
Oh. Casey. It's still fuzzy.
Do you have the phone up to your mouth?
Yeah, I have it right in front of me. Absolutely.
That's good. Okay, there
right
you
there.
Go. That's a little better.
Okay.
Yeah. Casey,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes, with a K.
Okay, Casey. So, and where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. All right. How can we help you, Casey?
Yeah, I used to like it here, but not now. I'm kind of in the worst situation of my life, and so could ask, what does spirit have for me? What is ahead for me in terms of money or meeting like-minded people to form a tribe also and maybe possibly rent a room to, or something else going to be happening as far as money and living and what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life?
Yeah, well, Connecticut isn't that far away from New York. Maybe you and Amla should get a meetup going on. Psychic Funhouse meetup.
I don't think
there
I'm allowed to travel. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think part of what's going to be helpful for you, I'm just going to jump in, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
You mentioned you're going through really the worst, possibly the worst time of your life. We don't suffer for nothing. Even though you may feel like you've been abandoned or you just had a load dumped on you, it's not about punishment. It's about when you refine things and helping you let go of things and helping you figure out what's really important to you, what really matters. And there's been a lot of extraneous stuff in your life that you've gotten you know, just sort of distracted from what you're really meant to be doing. So this is actually a time for you to go within and not to feel wounded, but to take a look at the wounds that you have and to heal the ones that you can and let the other ones go. You know, the universe wants you to know you're an incredibly strong person, and you do things to make yourself feel weak when you feel scared. And that's a lot of people do that. So it's totally understandable, but it's when you're at your lowest that you have the most ability to really rise up. And so they just want you to feel your resilience because you're incredibly connected, incredibly strong. And, you know, all you have to do is ask the universe to show you love, and it will do it without hesitation. And it's all around you. So it's really about you doing your own inner work so that, you know, you can make connections with people that will resonate with that. And you're on that path, but you just need to really dive even deeper into it and just, even if you feel afraid, do it anyway, you know, because you gotta clean out
a lot of work. Well,
good.
I've been doing a lot of work on myself, but that's why I'm very frustrated, and I really have no clue what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. I've been tuning in and asking for guidance and help for a very long time. And the path I thought was my dream and what I was to do, what I had wanted to do many, many years ago, didn't seem to work out. And I let that go and have been open to the right thing, what I am supposed to do to come in. And it hasn't happened, so I'm kind of lost in that area as well.
Yeah.
So can you give me any guidance about what you feel on my gifts and what I'm supposed to do with them?
Well, you know, Casey, what I see is you're a people person. There's something about you that really you come alive when you're around people, and people feed off of your energy. So, you know, there's a whole variety of opportunities for that. I don't see any one thing jumping out. I don't know if you know what your goal was, your dream was, but there's a part of you that really. It really is at your best when you're doing things in a larger group, in a group activity. So, you know, that could be everything from social work to teaching to, you know, acting, something where you're just really able to kind of be a vehicle or a conduit of knowledge and information and all the wisdom you've accumulated. You know, this is going to sound kind of silly, but and it may not be possible right now with all the pandemic stuff, but what Spirit's showing me is you being at a library, and you know, when people volunteer in the children's section of the library and they read stories, it's story time to kids. I think, you know, that may not be a career path for you, but there's something that's going to really connect for you if you're able to make that happen at some point. So that's what's coming through for me, at least right now. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael, do you have anything?
Yep. The information that I'm getting is very similar to Lawrence. So I don't have all that much to add, but I will give you this other little piece. They're saying it. How do I put this? Show that to me again. It's almost kind of what they told the other caller, and it's about finding things that you love to do instead of putting so much. Emphasis on, you know, this big thing that you need to be doing. What was the word that you used? I can't remember the word that you used, Casey. But anyway, it's more about connecting to the things that you love. That's where this thing will come out of. So it's about just doing things that you really enjoy doing, you know, and it could just even be making art or, I don't know, stand up or whatever it is. But it's more about connecting to the things that you love. And that's where you will find your path. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I know all that. Right. That's the basic philosophy, but that's my problem. I kind of come up blank.
Okay. Well, sometimes it takes a while. And just don't put too much pressure on yourself. All right? Well, good luck to you, and let us know what happens, okay? Thank you for calling the Psychic Funhouse. We appreciate you. All right. Well, guess what?
What?
It's that time.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to say chicken butt.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you for tuning into Psychic Funhouse. I just want to remind everybody, I put a new episode up there for our special guest on September 10th. This will be good for a lot of single people. The guest is going to be Dipti Joshi, and she is going to talk about the space between relationships and how we can help ourselves during this time, and also possibly helping us find a new relationship. So that's September 10th, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So tune in for that. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk. Thank you. Yeah, don't miss it. Follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and then also we are on Spotify and Apple platforms, so you can download our podcast. So, Mr. Lawrence, how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked, Mr. Espinosa. They can call me at 541-344-7534. They can email givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page that is winning rave reviews worldwide, and that is Giving Tree Farm Herb. I know. And if that wasn't enough, you can even look at my old, decrepit, but still fascinating website, givingtreefarm.com. It's an oldie but a goodie. How about you, Mr. Espinosa? What's the best way to contact you for all the
YouTube? You can go to my website, MichaelJEspinosa.com. You can call me or text me at 562-457-0457. Or you can go to our page here on this episode, and there is a link for all the links and also for Apple and Spotify. So again, thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Psychic Funhouse. We appreciate all of you. Do we know what's going to happen next week, Lawrence?
We do. We're going to dedicate part of our show to talking about our spiritual connections with trees.
Ooh, I like that. I love trees.
Tree people.
All right. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to talk about trees.
We're going to do some tree
in,
talk.
Everybody.
From the tree
there
talk.
There you go.
Yeah. We're going to treat ourselves.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you. Thank you, my lovely co-host, Lawrence Birch. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. And we appreciate all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, everybody. Take care of yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm back. Bye-bye.
Bye now.